The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Oh, boy. If there's ever a time we needed Dr. Batar, it's today, and thankfully he is in. Dr. Batar, how are you in the midst of the craziness that you don't pay attention to, lucky you, on the media?
Well, it is. It's been a very, very busy day, and you're right. I have not paid attention to any media.
Yeah, well, and that's the healthy thing. We transmute it for you so you don't have to, and I'm happy to serve that role. The question
Isn't
I have,
kind
though...
of funny, Robert, that I rely on my news for anything that's going on that's relevant in the world. Based upon the medical rewind Advanced Medicine Monday.
I think it's a healthier way to get the news, personally. That's just me.
I personally, yeah, you know, it's more efficient for me. I know that.
Yeah, and I think the people around the world do appreciate the way we can take that and transmute it and into something that's typically very positive, even though we've got to cover some things that are putting people in a state of panic, that are burning out their adrenals, that are weakening their immune system. And I got to ask the question, of course, your patient population is much more aware than most anybody else's, but are they still bringing up the issue of Ebola when we get started here? Has anybody mentioned it to you at all?
Not one single patient.
That is so impressive. I'm telling you, it's so impressive. It's like you're in this bubble or a cocoon of protection because they know better. But the fear out there, of course, the way it's being fomented in the mainstream media and even government pronouncements of confusion is that this thing is spreading like a wildfire. It's out of control. It's uncontainable. We're sending troops to Africa as if that's going to do something. We've got reports from Fort Detrick that they've said it's like the influenza A virus. Yet, the way the CDC is validating that anybody here in America has this so-called Ebola virus is via PCR, which we know is not an adequate technique to identify an infectious agent, according to the man who developed it, Kerry Mullis. He got the Nobel Prize for it.
Yep. No, it is crazy. Not one single patient has mentioned it. Nobody's voiced a concern. Nobody has stated anything. I have a bigger issue in my clinic with patients with just being very, very sensitive to everything from electromagnetic radiation and some of these other things. It's more the environment that we're creating, and that's a bigger concern and a bigger issue that we have to deal with than any of these other pseudo, panic type things that people are creating, and it's like an illusion, as we've talked about before.
Yes.
I didn't even hear about this sending troops to Africa. Is that, were you being facetious, or is that serious?
No, I'm serious. They're sending like 3,000 troops, and we had a White House senior advisor audio clip last hour talking about that's the, they're the best. They know how to do command and containment. I'm thinking, command and containment, the military, isn't it designed to kill people and break things, not contain a virus in Africa? I mean, how is that their job?
Unless they're planning on containing people within a certain community, kind of like the movies that they have, Contagion, and some of these movies where they blocked off towns, keeping people from coming out, and that way they could keep more of a cloak over everything and not let media get in there, not let people get in there that could really expose what was really happening, and they would continue to do some strange things. I don't remember what the basis of the movie was. You probably...
Sure, no, but in that way, containing is different than, let's say, containing a violent fringe wing of an extremist group of some kind. We're now talking about, at least what they're claiming, is a virus that's out of control. But as I've stated here, and John Rappaport has another excellent article in just questioning, it's like if they've identified Ebola here, you think they could take it out of the blood of a patient and find, thousands, if not hundreds of thousands or millions of replicant copies, isolate and go, yeah, this guy's really sick. But they have to go to the extreme lengths of PCR to maybe posit that it's there. That doesn't make sense to me.
No, I totally agree with you. Yeah, I totally agree with you.
So we're at a point of saying, okay, yes, people are sick. People are getting sick. People have been getting sick since there have been people on planet Earth. When do we come to our senses and acknowledge what you said, the law of the terrain, the environment being the key here, and that if something is going to manifest as devastating as what's happening in West Africa – where they have abject poverty, selenium and other mineral deficiencies, toxicological issues based on contaminated water, and no sewage sanitation, basic hygiene issues. If it's gotten that bad that here in America we're that susceptible, it doesn't take something from Africa to wipe us out.
Yeah, it's something a lot closer to home getting wiped out. That's absolutely true.
And could it be the next vaccine that puts us over the edge into massive, let's say, toxicological body responses, including fever and coughing and all the things that they say are associated with Ebola, and then they could claim it's Ebola. Wouldn't have to be. It just has to mimic it. And now they're saying influenza A is like it, so now this year's flu season becomes an Ebola season.
Right. It's not something that's new. It's not something that's original. They've done this with the H1N1. They did this with the bird flu. They did this with the swine flu. They've done this with, seasonal flus. The story goes on and on and on. It's a repetition of the same story. Remember, H1N1 was going to take out, according to the press conference that was held, I believe, in November of 2010, when Obama said that the population of the U.S. would have a 20% hit. There would be 60 million Americans that would die. They were planning on, you remember that with the H1N1? They were planning mass casualties. Well, it was obviously the H1N1 vaccine that was going to cause that problem, because obviously we know that nothing happened, but that's because the masses ridiculed the message and refused to accept it.
Right.
The state of Washington and the state of New York had two different nursing associations that filed lawsuits that went all the way to the Supreme Court regarding the unconstitutionality of the mandation of getting the H1N1 vaccine. All over the world, people refused to take the vaccine.
This is what greatly concerns me, not the Ebola virus that may or may not even be here based on, again, the PCR and CDC. Incompetence in government, sure, that's very real as well. But the thing that concerns me is, just like you said, they failed in previous efforts to soften the public to accept these experimental vaccines. But this Ebola thing, because of the vicious visual nature of bleeding out of the eyes and orifices, is capturing the imagination, plus the zombie movies. My wife has, watched some movies on Netflix recently from like 3 or 4 years ago, and she says it's weird, but these movies were referencing Ebola 3 or 4 years ago. And it's like in Hollywood they're starting to get these scripts, and we've covered stories that the CDC actually sends advisors to Hollywood to help with scripts related to medical issues. And I say, there's some weird stuff going on here years before it manifests the way it is this year.
Well, that's true. We talked about Mercury Rising, and that was a movie that came out in 1996 about a child with autism that broke the National Security Agency's code and the government staff from trying to kill him. So I'm not surprised that they are messages that are being sent from beforehand. But, to alleviate some of your concern, the one good thing is that the H1N1, when they tried to do that, it was the public's awareness, and we are 4 years more evolved now than we were back then. It was the public's awareness that prevented those 60 million deaths from occurring, the fact that people just absolutely refused to take the H1N1 vaccine. And you're right. Now they've just upped the game, and they've maybe more sensationalized it, and there's more scripting, like you said, with Hollywood. Maybe H1N1 was just supposed to be a dry run. Who knows? But you're right. There are strange things afoot, and, we're hopefully going to be able to rely on the masses not being unaware, and more people than not being fully intact from a cognitive standpoint and realize what's happening. Because you remember H1N1, the interesting thing about H1N1 was also that there was a patent that was filed, if I'm not mistaken, by Baxter, 9 or 10 months prior to the first H1N1 case ever being documented. So now how does somebody document the first, how does somebody patent a virus that doesn't even exist? And how do you patent a virus, period? Does it patent a virus that doesn't exist 9 or 10 months before the first case, and now all of a sudden they're also the ones that come up with a solution to this vaccine for that basically negates this virus? So
asking the good questions again.
Yeah, they say that from a forensic standpoint, follow the money. Forensic accounting is a way to find out who's really got the motivation to make something happen, right?
Yeah, well, some people have claimed, they only patent it because they want to be able to know who's experimenting with what, and it's the only way they can figure it out. I'm like, I think your imagination is stretched to the point of thin credulity at that moment. So I think there are so many questions that we have to ask, and you're right, following the money is so very important here. The fact that they've attempted to soften the public in years past and failed, and they had to up the ante basically to the zombie apocalypse level, and they're playing it out. And my concern is that, you know, what is that magic number of people that have to be aware to keep this from happening?
Yeah, and that's a good question to ask. Hopefully, the action that the public takes, or the lack of action that the public takes, will answer that question, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, exactly. So here we are doing our level best each week. It's Advanced Medicine Monday, the Medical Rewind. You can go to medicalrewind.com if you ever miss a show with Dr. Bitar. It's the easiest way to plug in and then have immediate links to all the other things. And we have him linked up, of course, in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. If you want to call in and ask a question of Dr. Bitar this hour, we're open, 866-939-2355. We may hear from Jeffrey Ofter, Heidi, from VacTruth later in the show, because there's a big, big story coming out of India related to the Gates Foundation and the foundations that they fund to promote vaccinations in India. Some illegal experimentation going on over there. So stand by for that. Now, we got a couple of minutes before our first break. I want to bring up this other story that's making the rounds, and people are scratching their heads about it. This thing called Enterovirus D68. Now, they say enteroviruses are very common. They're not necessarily new. They're typically respiratory. When you think of entero, you think of the intestinal system, though, as well. But they're claiming now a four-year-old, perfectly healthy four-year-old, who happened to have pink eye, died from the enterovirus D68.
Yeah, I heard about the story off the air when you were mentioning it. You know, enteroviruses are very common, and I did not review the story, Robert, so I can't really comment on it that much, but I can tell you that it's a very strange thing to say that somebody got one of these viruses and died from a perfectly healthy child. There's no such thing as a perfectly healthy individual with an intact immune system that can become exposed to a virus and then suddenly die. Now, mm-hmm. Yes, there can be many, many people that have compromised immune systems that become, that get into a situation where their immune systems are compromised and they get exposure to something and then they can die, and it happens all the time. We see this with even diabetics that are immunocompromised, they become very susceptible to infections. And in fact, even the HIV type of people, you know, with that type of scenario, it's because their bodies have been run down so much. But it helps the intact immune system? No.
Right, right. Well, let's continue this discussion to try to put this to rest if we can, because I think the play is to try and frighten parents into thinking that even if their kid is healthy, they're susceptible. But that is a lie, and we'll explain how and why that is a lie that you don't want to succumb to. Don't fall prey to it. Dr. Rasha Bitar is here. His book, international bestseller, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, October 6, 2014, gold opened at $1,196.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,240.33, $6.20.16 for a half ounce, or $3,10.08 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,240.33, $6.20.16, and $3,10.08.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
All right, taking it to the streets of the people of planet Earth, all over the place here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine, medicalrewind.com. Check it out if you miss a show with Dr. Rashid Bitar, and of course his international best-selling book, Will Calm Your Fears, if you still have any, about this and so many other issues of disease, and it's called The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. By the way, Dr. Bitar, it's good to have friends, of course you, and sometimes you admit it too, Ty Bollinger. He's coming out with the next Quest for the Cures. I got a sneak preview of the first episode. You're in it again and nailed it. And it's just such an amazing episode going through the history of how we got here. It's a life changer for people that are in that state of fear that concerns me so much.
That's pretty cool. I'll tell you, I don't actually remember, unless Ty did all the film that he did from the first segment, that must have been what it was. When we first came up, if you remember, he did about an hour and a half, 2 hours of videotaping.
Yeah, he couldn't use it all. But there's so much good stuff from you. I saw another interview. I was like, dude, it is great. And I'm just telling you, if you haven't signed up, it's free to watch it when it comes out in a couple of weeks. And Ty's going to be hosting Outside the Box on his own because I got to fly to Seattle to do an event out there. But coming Wednesday, check it out. But yeah, very excited for that, and I'm glad that you're still in there, given the great wisdom that you have. So, on the issue of the law of the train again, the fear is they're trying to throw at parents. You know, you could do everything right, your kid could be 100% healthy, but look, see what happens. A little harmless, semi-harmless enterovirus is going to kill them, little Johnny, unless you give them a flu shot or something. And it's just not true, but they say it and they get away with it until, of course, we're on the air.
Yeah, it is very, very disturbing, Robert. That's about the only way you can even put it. It's very disturbing because it is fear-mongering. It is trying to create panic in parents. And obviously every parent, every reasonable parent wants to protect their child. And if they don't understand and they're not aware and they're ignorant of the facts, they're going to do what most parents will, which is, well, I'm not a doctor, and
if that's what the doctor's saying, then obviously the doctor's not going to want to hurt my child. So obviously this is the best thing I should do for my child. But, you know, this comes back to the same message we've talked about over and over again for, you know, almost four years now.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that you must take control of the situation yourself. You must be vested in your own. Nobody's going to be vested in your child more than you are. Nobody's going to be vested in your home equity, in your savings, in your whatever. You have to take care of it yourself. To expect somebody else to be the protector is just an illusion, and it's, you know, you're setting yourself up for failure. So it behooves that individual to spend a little bit of time. Now with the internet, there's so much information, and they can easily educate themselves on really what the vaccines are. And then make an informed decision. It's all about informed decisions. You know, if a person goes through this material and they read it and then they say, you know what, I want to take the risk, hey, that's your choice. That's why God gave us a brain, so we can make our own choices. That's why we live in a free nation, right? So we can make our choices. Mm-hmm. But be informed at least first before you make that type of choice.
Right, but the information that's not available to them, because they have been conditioned to believe it's only the experts, if you have a PhD or an MD or something by your name, can you figure this stuff out? And that's just not true either. I mean, if you think about this, in enterovirus, you know, they're saying a healthy kid, perfectly healthy kid, has been either paralyzed or killed by it, and yet they don't acknowledge that he had an infection, even though they say it. They pretend he didn't, which means he wasn't perfectly healthy. Did he have a recent round of four-year-old vaccination catch-ups or anything like with polio? That could have contributed to it. Antibiotics.
These are huge things, Robert, huge things. This is kind of like when they talk about all the violent crimes that have been committed by the high school student that shot up, you know, 10, 20 different people in his high school or in a movie theater. They don't ever talk about the fact that these people were on antidepressants and antipsychotic medication, that they were given Paxil or Prozac. They never talk about that. But all these kids, all these young adults that have committed some type of a heinous crime, they were all on a mind-altering prescribed drug taken as directed. And so they never talk about that aspect. And this is the same thing. We need to make sure people are informed and aware that, look, you got to look at all the history. And this child obviously didn't have everything normal. If he did, then why did he have the pink eye in the first place? But I mean, again, if pink eye is not the problem, I mean, everybody needs to understand that. That just shows that there was something going on with the kid's immune system.
Right.
And,
exactly.
You know, there are strange anomalies that occur, but I would venture to say that if you start looking into the history of this child, you would end up seeing that there was some type of history with a substance that was given to this child.
Sure.
The threat to his immune system, he probably had all his childhood vaccines. He probably had some other components going on, and his immune system was rendered, you know, ineffective, basically.
Well, and the headline reads it caused his death, but then they say four people infected with the virus have died in recent weeks. But it's not clear what role, if any, the virus played. So if you read down into it, it's not as cut and dry as they'd like you to believe. When we come back, we'll talk about the dangers of vaccines some more.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Weight today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Robert, Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty. You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right or am I right or am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell.
All right, real quick, if you're just tuning in, again, we're so impressed with Dr. Batar's patient population. Not one asked him about the Ebola issue. And if you're paying attention to the news, of course, that's all anyone's talking about. And, of course, we are part of that media. That's why we have to cover it and alleviate a lot of the fear that induces disease as well. And I just want to point out a John Rappaport article about the Ebola test, Let the Test's Inventor Speak, going back to Kerry Mullis, the Nobel Prize winner who developed PCR, and what he says about the ability of that test to determine an infectious agent. Go read it, and you'll understand why we're saying whatever it is people are suffering from, it's not one Ebola virus. So just had to bring that out again because there's so much misinformation out there. Now,
yeah, there's a lot of misinformation and a reliance on that misinformation to perpetuate itself, and then the herd mentality to take over and the stampede that occurs, and then people get crushed in that stampede type of thing.
Yes, that, and that is indeed how we say, if you scream a lie loud enough frequently, or even whisper it long enough, and it kind of enters the subconscious, all they have to do is, like, light that one match, and then there is that mass stampede. And that's what they are literally, I see this, trying to make happen. And again, we don't say people are not sick and they don't suffer. It happens. People die. That's not the issue. The issue is it the reason that they are claiming? And when you get into the underbelly of that, you see that they're making it up as they go along for an ulterior purpose or motive.
It's always that, Robert, and I think it's not just unique to medicine, this vaccine issue. It's pretty much anything when it comes to healthcare, finances, you know, rights, governments, you know, whatever it is. It's always the tactic is very much the same.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of misinformation, perpetuation, some fuel behind it, get people grumbling, and reintroduce the same message over and over and over again. I mean, you look at the gun violence and the crimes that have been committed, you know, and all the blame is being put on the ability of people to carry weapons, and they shouldn't have the right to carry weapons, and, you know, Second Amendment comes under fire. Why? Because somebody shot up a bunch of people, which most of those cases, you can't even really prove that they weren't orchestrated and staged. But regardless, mm-hmm. you know, it's again, you show not one, not two, not three, but 5, 10 of these cases until people gossip about it enough and talk about it enough. And then, of course, the solution is whatever the solution that's being presented to you. Hey, let's get rid of all handguns. Never mind the fact that has nothing to do with the handguns. You know, we should get rid of spoons for the same reason, because it causes obesity, but let's keep the spoons, you know. So that logical component, I mean, the most logical thing that still to this day amazes me when people start talking about the vaccine issue, and my son even brought this up. My youngest son brought this up. Rohan, we were talking about it. He said, Dad, why is it that if they're really worried about people not getting vaccinated, then why are they concerned about the people that haven't gotten the vaccine being affected by the people that have the vaccines? Because if the vaccines really did work, then mm-hmm. aren't we the ones that should be worried about it, not the people that had the vaccines? And I said, that's exactly right. If you're vaccinated, then why are people saying, well, your child's not vaccinated, you present a risk? That doesn't make any sense. Your child's already got the vaccine. What are you worried about?
Mm-hmm. And another thing we covered last hour with one of the moms who's had children who have been injured and decided not to vaccinate at a certain point and stopped, and she was actually on CNN last week debating with a doctor about this issue. And she said after the fact that she found that even after getting repeated doses of a particular vaccine, I think this was the pertussis, if I remember correctly, that there were, when in the titer test, there was no evidence of antibody development or response from all the vaccines that had been given. So that, and you know, I ask you, how often do people go out and get titer tests after a vaccine to see if they've actually developed antibodies?
Never.
Never?
Rarely.
So how do they even claim that they, quote-unquote, work, even though we know that having an antibody is not a guarantee also of preventing disease? So, you know, the entire paradigm will crumble as we begin to look at it and communicate about it. But their arguments against parents being irresponsible, right, freeloaders, you're riding on the backs of all those who get vaccinated. I mean, these are insane words that are used to make you not think.
Responsibility is actually understanding that you are the only safety between massive, what is it? I don't even know what the word to call it. You know, you can call it something evil, but massive ignorance versus your child's survival. And the bottom line is that if you look at the canine literature and the canine vaccine schedule, even the leading canine vaccine specialist, leading canine immunologist, clearly say that with dogs, when you start to vaccinate them, because a lot of dogs are bred, you know, the breeders will give them vaccines at 4 weeks and 6 weeks and all this other stuff. And they say clearly the immune system, when you look at the titers, only 8% of the dogs that are given vaccines at 4 to 6 weeks, which is a normal time that the vet starts the vaccine schedules, have any titers 2 to 4 to 6 weeks out. And by, you know, after 4 weeks, if you don't have any titers showing up, you haven't had any kind of response. But then when you start doing titers on the dog at 8 weeks, you'll have a 16% will seroconvert. And then when you go up to 16 weeks, or I think it's 12 weeks and then 16 weeks, then you have like 30%, and then eventually at 16 weeks, I think you have like 60% will seroconvert. If you wait till the dog is about 5 months old and you give them a vaccine, you'll have like 95% seroconverting, that they have antibody response. Well, why don't the younger dogs have the seroconversion? Why don't they have the antibody response? Because their immune systems are immature and haven't had the time that's necessary to develop the ability to actually produce the antibodies. Their B cells, the B lymphocytes, the CD19s that are responsible for making antibodies, are still immature and are incapable of making the antibodies. So why give a freaking vaccine when mm-hmm. the entire result that you're trying to elicit is impossible for it to occur because the body has not evolved to that point yet? And that's the same. I'm not aware of that in the human literature because I don't think anybody's ever done those studies in the human literature, but in definitely in canine literature, it's there.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, these questions that are then raised by this, and I think that if you look at in veterinary medicine what they know about it, would definitely apply from the mammalian world to the mammalian world, and we've seen observations of that. That, you know, you give a vaccine too early, if your goal is to elicit an antibody response, it's not likely to happen. But the question is, how often does it happen later? Have they done the studies? No. How often do they do the titers to count to see if it exists? And yet they claim success because nobody is manifesting what they claim the disease is, although it can manifest differently in different people because we are not collectives. We are individuals. I am an individual. You are. And your child does not get sick as a group. Your child gets sick or is well because he is healthy, or he succumbs because he wasn't healthy enough, or he's just dealing with what's normal to deal with as we're growing up and gaining a strengthened immunity for a healthy adult life.
And, you know, the argument that anybody should use against the people that are proponents of vaccines is this, that for however many years of evolution that the human species has been on this planet, we have done just fine without the introduction of a parenteral substance into our body, i.e. something other than the mouth. We have done fine. We have survived. Not only have we survived, we've thrived. We've taken other species and made them extinct. We've taken over the environment. We've done enough damage on this planet, so we are the cockroaches of the human world, of the planet, if you think about it, because nothing seems to kill us. So if we have done so well, and we've propagated so well, why do we need this new thing called a vaccine, and everybody goes around getting flu shots, and everybody needs a vaccine for this and vaccine for that and vaccine for cancer and vaccine for, you know, if your neighbor looks at you the wrong way or whatever the case, everybody needs a vaccine for something. It doesn't make any sense. It fails logic. And when we look at the spectrum of time, you know, the human species has been on this planet for thousands of years, and regardless of which belief, whether you, the creation belief, Darwin's theory of evolution, whatever you believe, regardless, we've been here for at least 10,000 years. So we've done fine. For the last 100 years, we've got the vaccines. All of a sudden, now the human species, you know, needs the vaccines to be able to survive? I don't think so.
No, well, the pharmaceutical industrial complex desperately needs us to believe that we need them because their drug pipeline, blockbuster drug pipeline, is drying up. And this is the way that they have guaranteed profits, because guess who buys the vaccines? The governments, with, of course, by stealing the money from taxpayers and then forcing their use in some cases, or at least the perception of mandate. And then on top of that, absolving those companies of any liability should they harm the victims of the vaccine religion. So it's pretty, yeah.
It sounds like a pretty damn nice scam if you think about it. I mean, they've got it all wrapped up.
Well, yeah, and again, it's for those that say, well, they don't make that much money on vaccines. I beg to differ. When you've got billions of dollars that you can throw, I mean, what was it, the pharmaceutical companies, through Obamacare, they found this out. This is the one good thing we referenced from Obamacare, some transparency issue. $3.5 billion paid to hospitals and doctors and providers in the last 5 months. $3.5 billion that were just given to promote the use of their products in 5 months. That, I mean, you know, you think
wow.
They're not doing well? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And where's your part of that, Dr. Batar?
I don't know, man. I would have been happy with just a little ballpoint pen or something.
I know. They're not visiting you.
They are not.
I joked on the Jerry Doyle show. I said, I'm going to give up on this homeopathy thing. There's no money in it. I'm going to go into big time the pharmaceutical drugs, man, because they're throwing out money like it's just made up out on trees.
Yeah, it's amazing. They've even passed legislation to prevent doctors from being able to accept, and preventing pharmaceutical reps from giving gifts. I know when I was an intern resident, you know, we would get all sorts of things. They would have incentive trips and books and this and that. Now you can't do any of that. They'll not send you to a CME-credited course,
and pay part of that, and then, of course, it can be tied into a golfing, you know, weekend or something like that. But they can't make those gifts as they used to be able to make them, and there was no ramifications. Now they've actually passed laws. You know, what I didn't know was that pharmaceutical companies were not allowed to advertise on TV up until there was a congressional bill that was passed, I guess, in the 80s that allowed them to do that. But prior to that, it was against the law. Did you know that?
Yeah, and no, I don't think any other country allows direct-to-consumer advertising of particularly the prescription variety, those that you have to go to a doctor in order to get access to. And, of course, you know, we're in broadcast media. We don't accept any drug money, pharmaceutical money to do what we do, but there are so many billions being thrown at the TV and radio industry outside of what we do that they're going to lobby Congress hard to never have that overturned, even though it's kind of absurd to say, ask your doctor about. It's like, if your doctor thinks you need it, they should say it. So, anyway.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah. We're going fast, as we always do. The fastest 2 hours of healing on radio, 6 days a week. And, of course, we start the week off with Dr. Rashid Bitar. It's Advanced Medicine. Remember, go to medicalrewind.com if you missed one of these special episodes with information you won't get anywhere else. Perhaps you'll find it in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. And that is linked up in the show notes as well. We'll be back to wrap it up after this. A little more vaccine discussion.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I remember all my friends out there in Seattle. Be out there, Federal Way, Washington. Where is it? Oh my gosh, Bill and Melinda Gates live out there. I don't know if I should go, Super Don. I don't. I was just going to say the gates of hell are opening for Bill and Melinda Gates because of what's happening in India, and I realize I got to go to Seattle.
For you, then, if you go there, right?
All right. Marlene's Market and Deli coming Thursday. I'll be broadcasting live, a free lecture as well. And, oh, my God, Dr. Batar, India, and Bill Gates. This thing could be coming down upon them if the Supreme Court is aware of what they've been up to there.
Yeah, the India Supreme Court, this is pretty wild. Of course, what's even wilder is that nobody over here that I've heard of has actually talked about this except for on this show. So that's pretty impressive in itself, Robert, that you've got over 10,000 related vaccine deaths in this foundation being funded by Bill Gates. India is looking at it. Their Supreme Court's looking at it. And nobody in the Western world has heard about this story. I'm probably not a good judge, though, of course, because I don't know what's going on. I don't know if
so. Well, no, but you're right, though. It's not making the Western news at all. In fact, when Jeffrey Oftrahi, our friend from VacTruth.com, got a hold of it, he dug deeper because he had to really, is this really happening? And evidently it is. I mean, there are a lot of deaths occurring there. The Supreme Court is looking at it. There are suits that are going pending to be filed, evidently, against the foundation and all of the foundations that they fund. And I mean, it's stunning the number of deaths. And Super Don, you remember we introduced that concept of therapy naive. We covered that many years ago. And clearly they're targeting those in India, the poor in India, for experimentation.
Yeah, you know, the biggest populations that would be the most susceptible would be the Indian and the African populations. And then, of course, probably in the past, I would also put China in there. But I think the Chinese government is a little bit more protective, whether they're doing it intentionally or not intentionally, who knows. But regardless, China is probably not. It's got one of the fastest growing middle classes right now, so they wouldn't fall into that same category. But certainly India and Africa, they have a lot of people that are unaware and that are impoverished, and you know, hunger is a prevalent issue there, starvation and such, and so they become susceptible to anybody who brings them some water and food, and very, very easy target for vaccine experimentation. In fact, what was the name of that movie? Was it the English Patient or something like that? What was that movie that they were talking about, the pharmaceutical company? No, something Garden.
Oh, yeah. The Constant Gardener. Constant Gardener,
The Constant Gardener, that's
that
right.
That was quite a brutal, real film, even though it was sort of fictionalized, but based on very real situations. And people lose their lives over, you know, going over there to raise awareness of this, but it's happening. Even in Pakistan, there's the Gates Foundation calls vaccines one of the best buys in global health, but a government inquiry in Pakistan found the opposite. In 2011, the Express Tribune there published a story out of Islamabad, said a government inquiry had found that polio vaccines for infants funded by the Global Alliance for Vaccination and Immunization, that's Gavi, are causing deaths and disabilities in regional countries, including Pakistan.
Yeah. And there you have it.
Yeah. So what are we doing here in America? Of course, there is a backlash. And that's what we're covering in somewhat in the media, you know, as they're starting to interview these moms and dads who have these children who are injured. They can't contain it anymore. It's not as simple as shouting people down and telling them they're irresponsible. It's not working the same way anymore.
Much to their dismay, much to the dismay of the mainstream medical community.
Hey, just under the nick of the wire here, Jeffrey Ofterheide joins us from VacTruth, VacTruth.com. We were just talking about his article out of India. Jeffrey, thank you for chiming in for even a couple of minutes with us.
Hey, Robert, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. It's always an honor.
Yeah, and Dr. Batar is here as well. We appreciate your work in digging into this article as well to helping validate the things that are going on around the world from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a tragedy, and you know, as they say, you know, it's pretty traumatic. I hope that they take a serious look at what's going on and how they've these vaccines have affected the people over there in India, and I hope they take Mr. Gates to task. I hope they take his whole organization to task. But as you know, their money apparently likes to talk. So hopefully that. These folks in these organizations and government positions don't cave in to the pressure. That's always
right.
My fear, I guess, in these cases. So
yeah. Well, Jeffrey, you're doing such good work with VacTruth.com. I encourage everybody to sign up for alerts there. And Dr. Batar, thank you, my friend, for helping us not only raise that awareness, but actually provide other options through the 9 steps to keep the doctor away as well.
Robert, as always, I love being here, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right, yes, check it out. Go to medicalrewind.com. Anytime you miss one of these, tell your friends they can catch up. We've got hundreds of hours now available for you. And Jeffrey, VacTruth.com, check it out there. You know what we're left with? That one message that I love to tell you. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.